Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
This is Laura Levi coming to you live from the 90th floor roof of the Willis Tower, where, at this very moment, Mighty Man is battling his nemesis, the Overlord, who's attacked an event being held in honor of our city's newly elected mayor. Many civilians were able to escape. I've moved up here in order to safely bring you the story as it unfolds. Or maybe not so safely.
Overlord's goons are on their way up. You should get that helicopter started up and get out of here.
Who are you?
Johnny O'Connor, ma'am. Mighty Man's mate.
Mate?
He just likes the alliteration. We're just friends. Listen, can you fly that thing?
Actually, yes, I can. But I need to stay so I can cover the story.
Prepare to be lorded over.
One second.
Did you just knock that goon out with one punch?
Well, yeah, he was asking for it with that lame-ass battle cry.
Fair point. Is your hand okay? That guy's helmet looks thick.
No, it's not. I'm okay. As long as you're okay.
Can I interview you?
Well, I can't tell you any personal stuff about Mighty Man, but I'd be happy to share my thoughts about him, sure.
Interview you about you?
Oh. Why?
Oh, that really is a lame-ass battle cry.
Rain check? I'll hold them off. You get that chopper running.
But there's four of them!
So don't dawdle, because I won't be able to keep them off you forever. Hey, don't forget your camera. Let's dance, goons!
Watch out behind you!
Nice swing.
Thanks. Varsity softball in college. You took out three of them, though. I think that makes you... Ooh.
Please, don't mention it. I'm Mighty Man. I'm everyone's hero.
Thanks for the save, MM.
All in a day's work, Johnny. Sorry it took me so long. Overlord managed to get a chunk of Fablinium, so I had to figure out how to beat him without my powers. Now, come on, chum. We need to get the Overlord back to the Slammer. If we hurry, he'll be in bed by lights out.
Laura here wanted to do a quick interview.
Laura Levi, a pleasure to meet you. Big fan. You're the real hero. The work you do shining a light in the darkness.
Nice to meet you too, Mighty Man.
I'd love to sit down with you for an interview, but right now I've got an arch villain to return to the maximum security prison from whence he escaped.
Actually,
hey, chum, why don't you give Miss Levi your number and work out a time to fit her in later?
Will do, MN.
Just make sure to add it to the spreadsheet, pal.
Could I have your phone?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Make sure to call me, okay? To, set up an interview with MM.
I look forward to spending some time with you, Miss Levi. Let's away, chum!
Call me!
Don't worry. I will.
This is Johnny.
Johnny, hi. It's Laura, Levi.
Oh, hey, Miss Levi. Just, let me get MM's schedule.
Oh, wait, no. First, it's Laura. Miss Levi was, well, technically no one because my mom kept her maiden name. Anyway, I'm calling to set up an interview with you.
Hold on a sec. Okay. Hey, Laura, you still there?
Yeah, if this is a bad time...
No. I just needed to, step outside. You see, MM has super hearing, so sometimes he accidentally overhears stuff. So one time I had this rash.
Right? Oh, yeah, I get it. So, thanks again for, well, you know, saving me.
My pleasure.
Is it okay if I ask you a few questions now?
Sure. Shoot.
Do you do that sort of thing often? Save a girl as a way of flirting with her?
Hanging out with MM, I have the opportunity to save people pretty regularly, and some of them have been women, yeah. But I'm not some sort of woman-saving gigolo.
So you weren't flirting with me? That's too bad.
Now, hold on. I didn't say I wasn't. I was just saying that you're special.
Well, that's just creepy.
Wait, no.
Relax. I'm just pulling your cape.
Oh, thank God. Wow, I thought I was really in it. I was saying dumb things to award-winning investigative journalist Laura Levi.
Only a few awards, really. So I really would like to interview you if you have the time.
Sure. And it's still weird that you want to ask me about me, though. Most people only want to know about Mighty Man. Like, what's his secret identity? Or what's his favorite color? Favorite Jonas Brother? It's Kevin, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Good to know. Speaking of Mighty Man, what is his secret identity? Again, I'm just tugging your tights, seriously.
Wow.
I guess my sense of humor doesn't work so well over the phone. Maybe we should get together for this interview. Say, over dinner?
Well, who's using their position to hit on someone now?
Me. I'm doing that. Totally. Do you want to speak to my editor?
Yeah, that won't be necessary. I would love to meet you for dinner, Miss Levi.
What's that, Johnny? Is Miss Levi on the phone for me? Why didn't you tell me, chum?
It was going to be a surprise.
Oh, I see. Yes. Good idea. Well, don't tell her I heard, and I'll act surprised when I see her. Note that on the spreadsheet, will you?
Will do, M.M.
Thanks, pal.
Don't mention it, M.M.
So I'll make a reservation for three, then.
Welcome to Cachet, Mademoiselle...
Levi.
Ah, yes, you are here with the... Qu'est-ce que c'est? The superhero. He asked for a hamburger. A hamburger!
Miss Levi, over here!
I'll just...
Très bien.
Over here!
Johnny, hi.
Hi, Laura. I'm here.
Mighty Man.
Said.
I know this was supposed to be a surprise, but Johnny told me you wanted to meet, and I was just so excited.
We got here a little early.
I tried to order onion rings with that mayo-y barbecue sauce for the table, but they brought these.
It's escargot a la bourguignon.
It's gross is what it is. Those are snails. Ooh.
I've never had the opportunity to try escargot. May I?
Of course.
Just use the little fork, right?
Yep, scoop it right out of the shell.
Ugh. Gonna be sick. Next they'll have us eating, I don't know, the legs off frogs or something.
Actually, they do have really good frog legs here.
What? Why?
Wow. These really are good. Here, Mighty Man, you should try one.
Be right back! Make way, citizens!
Ooh.
Make way!
Whoa. M.M. was raised in the heart of the American heartland. He's kind of a picky eater. Hot dogs, chicken nuggets, plain hamburgers. Just think little kid at a county fair. Nah, if he's growing up, he won't hear me or much of anything. His bodily functions are also mighty.
Excusez-moi, va-t-il vomir? Serait-ce qu'est-ce que c'est? Super bar?
Non, ce sera normal. Il ira bien. Merci.
Très bien.
You speak French?
Oui, I do. I also knit, volunteer at an animal shelter, and occasionally write poetry.
Do you want to have my babies?
I'm not sure that's how it works. Hey, are you feeling...
Oh, sorry about that. My stomach isn't usually so sensitive. Even Feblinium doesn't make me toss my cookies the way those snails just did. So, what did I miss? Oh, sounds like duty calls. I'm so sorry, Miss Levi. I'll need to take a rain check on our interview.
And then...
But not on those snails. Am I right? Please, have some dinner on me. Johnny will be happy to keep you company. Tell her all about my adventures. Oh, and the charities I'm planning to launch for kids with something, probably. Perhaps we can do this again sometime. As the French say, enchanté. That means adios.
Dom Perignon Rose Gold 96, s'il vous plaît. Merci. Yeah, this one time, the vile vintner held me captive for like a month before M.M. was able to rescue me. Because he was in like another dimension or something.
Oh.
It was annoying. But now I know everything about super expensive champagne. So.
I think this is going to be my best interview ever. Are you making breakfast?
And coffee. Looking around your kitchen, I guess you like it light and sweet.
I do indeed. Ooh, and you take it black.
I do? How'd you know that?
Investigative reporter. Award-winning-ish. You put way too much sugar in here, which means you don't put sugar in yours.
Wow. You are good. Yeah, I'm going to give you the inaugural Johnny O'Connor Supreme Excellence in Figuring Out Stuff Award.
Sounds prestigious. What's the prize that comes with it? Mighty Man.
I'm Johnny. No. Remember? I got you. I owed you that. Come on. MM's all good. Checked first thing when I woke up. News says he's still battling a small alien invasion downtown. Too distracted to worry about me or you. Honestly, he'll probably be happy not to have to save me or anything.
Okay. But what are we going to do about that whole situation?
Worry about it later?
I am a now-worrier. Has this ever happened before? You having a girlfriend while working with Mighty Man?
No. I mean, I've gone on dates. But it just hasn't worked out this well before. You're just too good to be true, I guess.
Okay, Monsieur Charmington. This is serious.
It really isn't. I'll just sit him down and explain what's going on, and he'll make space, I'm sure. MM and I are best friends.
Are you?
What does that mean?
Nothing.
No, don't cop out. What did you mean?
Just, it seems maybe the friendship is a little one-sided.
Listen, MM has always been there for me. Since the day he saved me from almost certain death at the furry, furious hands of Momo the Mega Chip. God, those hands. So strong. Weirdly human.
Okay.
Stop with the meaningful pauses. Just say it.
Fine. I think he treats you more like a secretary than a friend. Or a pet, even. He accidentally listens in on your phone calls, orders food for you, picks you up and carries you around wherever he wants to go.
It's not like that.
All right, then it's not like that. But it is. He never uses your name, just calls you chum and pal. You had to check the news this morning to see if your super bro was going to have a hissy fit about you spending the night with a grown woman who was totally into you.
That's enough!
Ah! Holy cats! You scared me half to death!
Well, you said mean things about me.
Okay, let's all calm down.
No!
Come
on, Johnny. Let's go, pal. Come on!
I can't.
Of course you can, chum. Come on, just jump out the window and I'll catch you, like I always do. Come on! Come here!
He means he can't because he is staying here with me, right?
No, I'm leaving. On my own.
You make me sicker than those snails.
Today's top story, award-winning investigative journalist really should have seen that coming.
And here I sit, brokenhearted. Wait, heartbroken? Heartbroken, token. Spoken. Woken. Woken. Is that even a word? Woken.
Hi.
I'm not really in the mood to discuss everything.
I'm actually here for that interview. Never did get to ask you the questions I prepared.
All right, come on in.
Thanks.
You can sit over there. Just watch out for my knitting.
Will do. Mind if I record?
Sure.
Okay. For the record, can you state your full name?
Johnny Elaine O'Connor. It's my grandmother's name.
And you're Mighty Man's best friend?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just his pet.
I spent some time looking back through Mighty Man's career, and I have to say that it seems you have figured prominently into many of his most impressive triumphs. For instance, you're the one who saved him the first time the Overlord used Feeblinium to take away his powers. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah.
And you also are the only one who could get through to him when the cajoler had talked him into turning his back on humanity. Correct?
Yes.
Mighty Man's an alien?
From the planet Mitrium, yeah.
Do you think it's because you're such a good human? A kind, thoughtful, compassionate person that Mighty Man has come to rely on you in a way that he relies on no one else?
I would certainly say so.
MM?
Hey, Johnny. Sorry. I was listening in from across the city while doing my wave and smile exercises. Wanted to make sure she wasn't being mean to you. But Miss Levi's right. Not just about why you're my friend, but about how I've treated you. I'm sorry.
It's okay, MM.
It isn't. But I'm going to make it right. That's what I do. I'm Mighty Man.
Thanks, MM.
I just have one last question, if that's okay.
Of course.
What's your position on forgiving award-winning investigative journalists for sticking their noses where they maybe don't belong? And if you are pro-forgiveness, would you have dinner with that so-called journalist sometime?
As long as the award-winning investigative journalist doesn't mind overly sweet coffee, I think I can be counted both pro-forgiveness and pro-dinner-having.
You want to come along, M.M.? You can finally try one of those snails.
No, I'll pass. Thanks. But maybe we can all get together sometime. Go to an American restaurant, maybe. Share a plate of nachos.
What? I wasn't really being mean. I just want you to myself right now, okay?
Well, who am I to argue with the inaugural Johnny O'Connor Excellence in Figuring Out Stuff Award winner?